fighting for America.
Education has always been a vital piece in my life.
Stop, stop, drop, and rumble. Yeah, and rumble.
Woo! Fighting for Idaho.
Amazing Grace. How sweet the sound.
Fighting for you.
Whether we have all of the money right. or no money, we just have to get past that. Life is a learning experience. And if I can help others learn too, then it's been a great career for me.
Boise's Mr. Right, Kevin Miller in the morning.
Good morning!
On 580 KIDO, Idaho's first radio station.
And good morning, Kevin Miller in the morning, 580 KIDO from Kuna Middle School. Our guest right now, Todd Erickson, President and CEO of CAPED. Welcome back.
Thank you, Kevin. It's good to be here again.
And I didn't call you Tim this time.
You didn't. Yeah. You got it right.
Well, you see, that education, repetitive, again and again and again.
Yeah, no problem.
We want to thank you for your belief in the schools, in the teachers, the parents, and for our program, which has allowed us to highlight this. And as I've said very often on this program, we can't do it without people that believe. So we want to thank you, thank CAPED for this. I know you've committed a lot to making this happen, so thank you.
You bet. It's a great program. We're happy to do it.
What's the state of education from your perspective? You have grants for teachers. You have the credit union for teachers. You have the credit union for everyone. And, look, I'm a member of CAPED. I can tell you they give you the best deals, in my opinion. So what are your thoughts on the state of education today?
Well, I think education is, as far as education itself is a great, it's something that's really important. It's something that it's important to the community that we live in. Society is an important part of society. We at CAPED want to help out as much as we can. We're making a little bit of a difference, I think, with our teacher grants and our commitment to the education agenda and also our commitment to financial education in the community. I think that if the whole community as a whole can work together and try to make our schools better, kind of like what you're doing here, to highlight schools here in the Valley and the good work that the teachers are doing, I think that all accumulated together can make a big difference in our education community.
Well, and we'll talk a little bit about financial education, which is different from economics, if you will. But we go to welovourteachers.org. Yeah. Why do that program? And for people that aren't familiar with it, what is it? I thought that program was brilliant from the time you created it.
Yeah, look, teachers, they got a rough job. And they, they've got a lot of students that they've got to take care of and try to teach. And sometimes they're babysitting and things like that. They got a tough job. They need a break. We just wanted to do something to help that out. So we started We Love Teachers program about 4 years ago. And you can go on to the website at weloveteachers.org. And it's asking area businesses, merchants, to come in to the website and offer discounts to teachers. Just anything that they've got that they can offer 10% off an oil change or a lunch or a dinner or something that they offer to the in their business that they can show their support for the teachers and the great work that they're doing. Teachers, not just teachers, but it's for any one who works for the schools can go on the website and sign up to get emails. So we're at CAPED, we're connecting the business community to the education community and just offering some discounts to them. And you can get the emails if you want, or you can just go on the website and look up the discounts. They're on the website.
Yeah, when people think of business, whether it's a big business, small business, making payroll, making this, doing that, just thriving and striving to compete and survive, when people say, hey, I want to give back to teachers, that's pretty profound.
It is, and I think a lot of people, it resonates well with a lot of people in our community. They've got, kids in the schools, they've got grandkids, they've got nieces and nephews in the schools. They know the difficult job it is to teach kids education and keep them interested and facilitate learning and instruction and get them excited about reading a book or, you know, just learning in general. And everybody recognizes that that's an important thing. And so this is a way for businesses to help out.
What about the teacher grants? How does that work? We talked about it the last time we were on the road together. For people that are interested, educators, spouses of educators, administrators that are in the education community, how do those work from CAPED?
Yeah, we started this 6 years ago, and we started offering grants to teachers each month during the school year. So it starts in October. We offer 7 grants a month, each month through the school year, ending in April. And we just started offering these grants that's up to $750. And teachers can go on to our website, caped.com, and if they've got a project in their classroom, something that they haven't been able to get funded through the normal school district budget, a lot of times they'll have to spend that money out of their own pockets to get to make their project. They're great creative ideas to keep the kids interested and facilitate learning and instruction in the classroom, and they've got a great idea. They just need some money to make it happen, and they can go on and our website and fill out the grant application. We get 40 or 50 of those a month. We give 7 away a month. They're reviewed by a selection committee that's made up of retired teachers and administrators. They know the curriculum of the schools. They know if it's a good project or not. They choose the winners, and we give them the money, and the teachers make it happen.
Indeed, and as the school year winds down, of course, we've got summer school and year-round school, so the need is always met. What about CAPED's commitment to financial education and sponsoring Dave Ramsey? And when Dave Ramsey was in town, you had a chance to speak in front of him. You know, if only we had that when we were kids.
Yeah, and it's kind of, Dave Ramsey's, his lessons are to get out of debt. Of course, at CAPED, we make money when people get into debt. So it seems a little counterintuitive there. But, you know, we look at debt as having responsible debt is really important. And so we decided to sponsor the Dave Ramsey courses and help people who have gotten themselves in trouble with maybe too much debt, credit card debt or something like that, where we can help them get out of that situation and become financially independent. That's great for we love that at CAPED. And
it might put you out of business.
It may, but it seems like there's plenty that are working towards that goal, and that's who we get in. We help them refinance, consolidate their debt into one easy payment if they want, and a low interest rate. It helps them get those credit cards paid off and use that money for other things.
When we take a look at the economy today from CAPED's perspective in the Treasure Valley and around the state, how are we doing compared to, let's say, 2009? We're seeing a lot of buildings going up. We're seeing a lot of people, I think, purchasing things. We were at Peterson Toyota yesterday, and the last time they sold 100 cars in a month was 2003, and they're probably going to do 250 this month.
Boy, that's true, Kevin. We've seen that an explosion in auto sales and RV sales at the credit union. We have relationships with dealers around the community, and when they sell cars, they can get financing through CAPED. And if we compare our loan volume to a year ago, it's doubled in the as far as autos and RVs, and so it's amazing. There's been a big uptick in the real estate market. We've seen a lot of people purchasing new homes and refinancing their homes and that type of thing. And also the commercial real estate has really ramped up over the last 3 years. So we're seeing a lot of that at the credit union.
Right. And what would you like to say to everybody listening at 580KIDO?
Well, I just want to, CAPED is supporting education. We're inviting all to come in and be members of the credit union and help us support education. We'd love to expand the teacher grant program, and as we get more members at supporting us, and we can support more educational endeavors, We've got 7 branches around the valley. We're just broke ground on our 8th branch over on the corner of McMillan and Linder, right down from Rocky Mountain High School. So we're continuing to grow branches and things like that. Just come in and be a part of what we're doing.
So, I'm saying this for myself, Todd, not for anybody else, but when I think of CAPED, I think it's just for teachers.
Yeah, that's a common misconception. It's for really what we call anyone who, what we say, supports education. And we started an educational foundation 3 years ago that allows people to come in and make donations. And those donations are actually what sponsor or fund the teacher grant program. And it's through the Idaho CAPED Foundation. That shows that they're supporting education if they believe in that. And so if they don't work in the educational industry, they can make a donation to the foundation, and that allows them to join the credit union. So we've got all of Idaho being able to support education that way.
Well, Todd, and again, quickly, the difference between a bank and a credit union.
Yeah.
Credit union's the way to go.
Well, it really is. It's the members are the owners, and that's the biggest difference. A bank has stockholders that are owners. They, it's something that they have to do is to make sure that the stockholders have a return on their investments, and then after they do that, they'll pay an interest on the deposits. Our members are the owners, and so the money goes directly to pay a dividend to the owners. And all you got to do is have a $5 share account, savings account, and you can become a member.
Well, Todd, we appreciate it. Thank you again. Thank you, thank you, thank you for this program. We appreciate it.
You're welcome. Great job, Kevin.
And on your way out, you're going to be hearing the choir here soon. So directed by Sweet Willard, it'll be the must-hear radio coming up.
All right. Look forward to that.
Okay. Well, thank you very much.
You're welcome. Thanks.
All right. Let's get you to traffic at 5.
Promote our schools. Secure our future. Brought to you by CAPED Credit Union. Now, from CUNA Middle School, here's Kevin Miller on 580 KIDO, Idaho's first radio station.
Great job, everybody. Great job. Give yourselves a round of applause here. Come on, a little louder, everybody. That was great. All right. Woo! Good job. Kevin Miller in the morning here at CUNA Middle School. That was the choir. We appreciate that. We're joined by James Duxbury, a parent of a 7th grader here. Mr. Duxbury, thank you for joining us.
You bet. My pleasure.
So what do you think when you hear the choir here? Pretty good.
Excellent. Yep.
Okay, speaking to the microphone here.
Very, very good. I'm impressed.
All right, well, continue to speak into the microphone.
Okay.
We don't want to. They can see you, but others can't hear you. So, from your perspective, what's the educational experience like as a parent?
Very hands-on for the kids. Very impressed with everything, all the technology, the attention all the teachers give, and the feedback and. It's just wonderful. My wife and I are very, very happy.
What does education mean to you and for your children?
Well, to me, responsibility, accountability, And same with the kids. You know, it's very important that they honor their commitments.
Sure. Let me rephrase that. What would you like to see your children get out of it? Because we always think about ourselves, oh, if I could go back and do this and that. As someone who has a child in the schools, where would you like to see your kids go before they get to high school as far as, you know, learning and such?
Well, basically meet all the criteria and maybe, a little more than that.
Yeah, you know, the love of learning and mm-hmm. and math and science and history and all those mm-hmm. subjects that and sometimes when we're young, we don't realize how important they are that we learn them.
True, yeah. Our daughter is doing outstanding here at this school, and a lot of that is because of the faculty. So, and the criteria, you know, we're very, very happy.
Well, you think about this and the involvement of parents, not just of support, but of career days and the like. What's that like?
Oh, that was wonderful. I was part of Career Day. It was good for all the kids to see, you know, different careers out there that are local, and you know, probably a lot of them hadn't even heard of some of them.
What was that like speaking in front of the kids?
It was great. They actually engaged very well. Had a lot of good questions.
You didn't have to go, hey, shh. No, they were self-regulating like they are right now.
Actually, they were. They were very, very respectful. Yes.
Right. Mm-hmm. You know, a lot of people, wonder. You know, what's it like to hold their attention? So that was good. Now, your thoughts on the Chromebook program here?
Well, I think it seems like it's a necessity. My daughter is extremely impressed with it. And so if she's happy with it, we are. She's extremely savvy with technology, and she's doing very well. So
it's amazing how they just are so adept at the technology. You know, you got a problem with your phone, you go to your kid.
Yeah, absolutely. Any Wi-Fi, you name it. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Exactly. Anything else that you'd like to share with us today, sir?
Not really. I just we're very impressed with the school and the district, and make sure the kids honor their commitments.
Well, we appreciate you taking your day off and spending it with us.
You bet.
And thank you for that. Go enjoy the rest of your day off, sir. Thank
you.
Will
do. You bet.
All right. 580 KIDO. James Duxbury with us. Mr. Duxbury, thank you. How about a round of applause for Mr. Duxbury, everybody? All right. There we go. At CUNA Middle School here, Kevin Miller in the morning. Phone numbers here, 580-5436, 580-KIDO. They're free to go. They can go back to class. Sorry, back to class, everybody. Yeah. I miss my days as an educator. Let's get to some of the news of the day here at 580-KIDO. Aaron Hernandez, you've heard about this. How do you go from a $40 million signing bonus to being arraigned? Not good. Did he do it?
Aaron Hernandez, on July 16, 2012, did assault and beat Daniel D'Abreu with intent to murder him, and by such assault and beating did kill and murder Daniel D'Abreu. How do you plead this indictment? Are you guilty or not guilty?
Not guilty.
Boy, one of the most profound receivers in the NFL, now inmate number 8675309, Aaron Hernandez. And this is the, you know, we take a look at Hernandez, and you go, Kevin, it's Boston football. Well, how does that relate to us in Idaho? I'm going to tell you in a minute.
This evidence established that on July 16th, the year 2012, at approximately 2:30 a.m., the defendant, Aaron Hernandez, armed with a .38 caliber revolver, shot and killed two men and injured a third as the victims were stopped at the intersection of Shawmut Avenue and Herald Street in the city of Boston.
You know, how this relates to you, to me, to everyone else, is simply this. There is just such a need for role models today. Aaron Hernandez, you don't have to live in Connecticut, Bristol, Connecticut, or Hartford, Connecticut, or Vermont, or New Hampshire, to understand the appeal of Aaron Hernandez. What do most young boys want to be? President of the United States? No. Quarterback or a tight end in the NFL because of the game's popularity. That's why we need local ministers, local teachers, local parents, local big brothers and sisters to provide that local mentoring program, that local direct role model that is so needed in our society today. We've seen great examples here today in CUNA, but in addition to that, anywhere else, somebody to say, you know, that path is the wrong path. we take a look at popular culture. And look, I'm very blessed to be able to speak to you at 580 KIDO. I'm very blessed. There are most shows that stay out of moral issues. Don't start lecturing. Don't talk about God. Well, we do that because there's a need, and we'll do that as long as we're here with you. But back to the idea of providing good role models. That's nonpartisan. That's a pocketbook. And when you have the media onslaught, whether it's online, on television, on the radio, there's a need to be a good example. Even if you don't have kids like me, even if you're just a guy or a gal, you gotta understand that people look to you for advice. And how do we counteract the Aaron Hernandezes of the world? By being better people ourselves, right? It is 8:30 from CUNA Middle School, courtesy of CapEd. Kevin Miller, 580 KIDO.
So be true to your school.
Kevin Miller is back at school. Promote our schools. Secure our future.
Teamwork is what we need.
Brought to you by CapEd Credit Union, where your membership supports education. Now from CUNA Middle School, here's Kevin Miller on 580 KIDO, Idaho's first radio station.
And nothing beats the Beach Boys on a Thursday morning, right? Except being at CUNA Middle School, we're joined by Ashley McNeil, who's very excited to be with us. You got to speak into the mic there. Good to have you. A lot of technical training we have here.
Yeah.
So thank you for joining us.
Thanks.
You're well. You see, I can tell you're enthused to be here.
I am.
You're the athletics and activities director, the athletics director. So at the middle school level, how do you balance all this energy with, you know, safety, I guess? That's the big deal, right?
Yeah. I mean, we just have a lot of procedures and protocols in place, and the kids are – they know the expectations, and they do a pretty good job at it.
How important are athletics at this level for the kids?
We feel that it's really important, and that's we have a no-cut policy, so kids, for some of these kids,
yeah,
this
yeah,
is...
Yeah, now you have one. Where was it 30 years ago?
I'm sorry. I mean, it's just important because some of these kids, this is going to be the only opportunity that they have to be part of a team and play school athletics. And
how important is that?
It
resonates with me, but for people listening.
Yeah, I think that the lessons that you can learn from being part of a team and playing a sport are so valuable for the rest of their life. So we encourage all students to try to find something to participate in.
And the idea of the no cut, that makes sure that everybody is involved. What are the big sports here?
Obviously, it's CUNA, so wrestling is a big one. Football, we do volleyball, basketball, track, tennis, cross country.
What about the conditioning at this level? I mean, kids are full of energy and such, but we know so much about science. We know so much about nutrition than we did even 5 years ago. How does that play out when kids are participating? And I guess we can still call them kids at this level. We go to the high school and they're young adults.
Right. I mean, it's huge. We try to teach a lot in our health class, our fitness classes, about nutrition and how that plays such a close, you know, part into sports. We're pretty lucky now, too. I mean, just with all the club sports, all the youth sports, these kids coming up, they usually have a pretty good idea of what it takes to compete.
When we take a look at safety, you can never talk about safety enough. We open with safety. Concussions is the big thing at high school level. It can happen really at any time. What about some of the safety procedures that may be new at the middle school level?
Well, I know for football, we're working on getting all those helmets updated. You know, they're always coming out with new things that are going to help with concussions. We make every athlete and their parent read a concussion form, just things to look for if things happen, you know, if you question it, sit out. And so we always have that on file. And just recently, we've really started looking into that baseline testing and trying to get, you know, hopefully here in the near future, get kids to have that baseline concussion test done. So if anything does happen, they can take that test and we have something to compare it to.
Well, and really at this level, and we would hope at even the higher levels, it's about the kid participating, learning life's lessons. How many of us, whether it was in sports or some type of club activity or anything else, the theater or what have you, really learned from overcoming adversity, really learned from the idea of teamwork and, you know, camaraderie that's defined in sports?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, and I think when you look even as adults, how you have to work with people and you have teamwork all around you. And so for these students to be able to actually experience that firsthand and really learn how to be a good team is very valuable.
Is it tough getting kids to participate in sports because of the technology? As I'm blogging, texting, talking, multitasking to you right now, I couldn't imagine trying to keep their attention for academics or athletics in this ADD multitasking world today.
I mean, you have those kids where it is hard to get them out of the house and to participate. And then you have those kids that are always on the go and they want to participate in everything. Our numbers here at the middle school are pretty amazing. We had over 250 kids out for track, over 200 wrestlers.
200 wrestlers?
Yeah.
That's a lot of grappling.
Yeah. So I guess they're willing to put down the technology for a little bit to come and participate, which we like to see.
That is. If you have over 200 wrestlers, that doesn't seem to be a problem. Anything else you'd like to share with us today?
No. I think you about covered it.
See, it's painless.
Yeah.
It was a good time.
Yes.
You have a good day. Thank you for all
right.
You do.
Thank you.
All right. It is 8:44. Kevin Miller in the morning. 580 KIDO. Phone number's here, 580-5436, 580-KIDO. And we are at CUNA Middle School, promoting our schools, securing our future. And as we've said, we can't talk about this enough. Before we get to the veteran scandal, unemployment in the and the first GDP, a weaker than expected gross domestic product report. And we also have the new unemployment figures and how it impacts your pocketbook right here at 580 KIDO.
The government says gross domestic product came down a full percent. That's the first negative reading since the first quarter of 2011. Economists were looking for growth to contract only by a tenth, actually by a half a percent. The expectation was for a half percent.
For a half percent right there, the expectation. Not good news when you're thinking about where is the economic engine and, of course, everything else. Now, the other big story of the day is involving the VA scandal. And congressional reaction to it. There was a town hall meeting last night in Indianapolis, and you had veterans telling their stories. Now, how does this play out here in Idaho? We'll discuss in a minute.
Pray that another veteran doesn't have to go through this.
Yeah, you know, my friends, we love America. We just had Memorial Day where we honor our veterans. We're getting ready for the 4th of July. And again, let me correct myself since I'm so always quick to correct others. Let me correct myself. I made a mistake. Where we honor not only the veterans, but Memorial Day is a day of those folks who died. Those folks that, you know, maybe never had kids, would love to have lived the dream that you're living today. If you think your life is bad, thank God every day for someone who died for our freedom. Died for our freedom. That's what Memorial Day was about. And we were just getting ready for the summer. School's getting out. We're having a good time. Couldn't do it without those freedom fighters. Couldn't do it. And as we get ready for the 4th of July, and how many times we had a very contested primary. Governor Otter, Senator Fulcher, back and forth. And I always say the time to strike is during the election year. Congressman Simpson, Congressman Labrador, Senator Risch. Now is the time to put down the partisan bickering, and it won't happen, and it's not the Republicans, but to put down the partisan bickering, and if there's one group worth fighting for, if there's one group that can bring America together, If it's not the veterans, I don't know what is. You know, I have a very close associate of mine who said to me, you know, Kevin Miller, you should do something with this position you're blessed to have for as long as you have it. And what you really need to do is you really need to go be a fly on the wall at the Veterans Hospital. You really need to be a fly on the wall and see what my dad goes through just to get medical service. And I go, look, I know the folks at the VA. I know the folks at the hospital and the home. And they do good work. And this associate of mine said to me, you know, Kevin Miller, we're not talking about the doctors and the nurses and the physician's assistants and everyone else. What we're talking about is the paperwork, the bureaucracy, the amount of questions that these heroes have to be asked. Are we ever really going to get a return on our taxes? Heck no, they're going to go up. Can we get the proper medical service for our veterans? Is that asking too much? And look, I'm an America First guy, and I don't apologize for that. And if you're not an America First person, you're living in the wrong country in the wrong state, my friends. Quite simply, instead of giving all this money to Karzai and the Afghanis or the Pakistanis and everyone else, why aren't we using that money for the veterans? And maybe money isn't the answer, but some type of level of accountability. If now is not the time for the country to come together for our veterans, I don't know what is. You know, and locally, we just had the big TV sweeps period because we had all these stories. Oh, we're going after this school. We're going to find out what's really going on. Do yourself some public good and do some good for the veterans. What's one of the criteria where people always ask me when I'm interviewing for jobs, how do you make a national story local? I would urge folks in the print and the broadcast media to make this story local and to find out what our Idaho veterans are going through. There's nothing wrong with asking questions if there are two sets of books, like we've seen in Virginia, like we've seen in Arizona. And I'm not making any accusations. Again, I know people at the VA, they're good folks, but this bureaucracy is killing veterans. It's time to put down the partisan stuff and come together, if nothing else, for this issue, right? Whether you watch House of Cards, Game of Thrones, Marvel Comics, DC Comics, you know, when the enemies come together because the overall threat to the common good is there, that's the case here, isn't it? That's the case. 580-5436, 580-KIDO. Let's hear this one more time.
Pray that another veteran doesn't have to go through this.
People are dying.
People have put me in a merry-go-round situation and is dealing with my life.
Yeah. We support the troops. Thanks for your service. We'll call you for that colonoscopy. Job well done. This guy who's the head of the VA for the president, he shouldn't be forced to resign. He should have done that already. You know, there's always a sense of shame with good people when you know you did a bad job. How many of us have walked away from something that we personally could have benefited from because we knew we made a mistake? It's time for the bureaucrats to step up and do the same thing. 851, Kevin Miller in the morning, 580-KIDO. What are your thoughts? 580-5436. We're here at CUNA High School or CUNA Middle School. Let's get you to work safely and on.
Promote our schools. Secure our future. Brought to you by CapEd Credit Union. Now, from CUNA Middle School, here's Kevin Miller on 580 KIDO, Idaho's first radio station.
I also, with some reluctance, believe that it's given the lack of responsiveness of Secretary Shinseki to numerous inquiries from Senator Flake and me that it's time for Secretary Shinseki to step down. And if Secretary Shinseki does not step down voluntarily, then I call on the President of the United States to relieve him of his duties, to fire him. will be a set of proposals ranging from the ability to hire and fire people in the VA to giving the veteran the flexibility, perhaps even a card, to go and get the place or the health care that he or she needs in the most efficient fashion.
Here's the scary part. This is the sign of the future for all of us. If we cannot take care of our veterans, how can we have faith in government-sanctioned, government-directed health care? Kimberly Strassel hit the nail on the head, Fox News Sunday, that you can hear right here at 580K IDO. She hit the nail on the head. Hey, guys, are we going to have secret lists for all of us? We'll be covering this tomorrow as we move along. Kevin Miller with you here at 580K IDO. Don't forget, you can always reach me on Facebook at 580K IDO or KIDO AM or good old Kevin Miller. Right at 799 friends. Won't you be my friend? It's a marvelous experience. Let's get you to traffic. Kevin Miller wishing you good day, God bless, and keep the faith.